It's a Tech Tuesday. CNET senior editor Bridget Carey is with us. And Bridget, 90 million Facebook users were logged out of their Facebook account by Facebook. They had to log back on. This happened on Friday. 50 million people's information were breached. I did not have to re-sign into Facebook. Does that mean that I was not one of the ones that was hacked into?
That's the idea. So, you know, if you didn't get forced to re-log in, that was your sign that maybe you weren't part of the breach. I mean, they have, you know, over, was it, like way over a billion now users. So it's still a terrible mess for Facebook. And the only reason I think it didn't get even more press is because of all the drama happening with Kavanaugh. Because, honestly, this is like one of the worst things that has happened to Facebook with security.
And what access do they have? I mean, I don't know what I have on my Facebook account. I don't know what it's connected to. What could we have damaged in our online stuff?
They could have got anything. It's a big old question mark right now, Wendy. And I think we're going to be hearing more about it, because right now what happened was Facebook said, all right, we found a vulnerability. We found that hackers could have done this. We don't know what they took. We don't know what they might have done to people's profiles or what they have seen and, you know, and it might be using later. Or maybe nothing was used. Maybe it was so early that still there's, you know, it was a possibility, but it really wasn't something that was used yet. Either way, if you think that you were part of this because you had to put in your password recently, so maybe you were, you know, maybe part of this, make sure your password for Facebook and isn't used for anything else. That's always a good thing to do, no matter what time of the year it is, no matter what happens. Don't share passwords between other things. But also, think about what information you share on your profile. You got your birthday on there. Maybe anything that could personally identify you or family members. So if someone is trying to gather information to create a false identity, to write credit cards in your name and sign up for things in your name, they can kind of, you know, figure out when you were born, where you live, depending on how much you share on your profile. You know, even if it's not shared to the public, I'm talking like they can see your access. They can see as if it was you. So all that private information, your phone number, they got all that.
Also, there's some websites that you can use Facebook as your login point. Like I've got a couple of them where when you log in, you have the option of logging in there or doing it through Facebook. So that's another compromise, isn't it?
Yep, and that's why Facebook, even to be, you know, as a precautionary measure, logged more people out than may have been affected because of that. Because, you know, Instagram, another big one, obviously, owned by Facebook, you know, it would have affected that. So any sort of, you know, outside app that you use Facebook to log into, they could have also tapped into that other app and whatever information you have on that app, too. The question mark in all this is what's so freaky, because, you know, here Facebook, it's already on thin ice with our trust,
yeah.
and what happens with our data, and now Facebook's saying, so we don't know exactly what happened yet, but all because of a little bug on the back end. It had to do with happy birthday videos. Someone, whoever built that tool to remind you to send a happy birthday video to somebody, had a flaw in it where if you were savvy enough and went to your privacy settings, wanted to view your profile as someone else, and then there's a loophole after a loophole after a loophole, and then bam, they can access the site as you without ever knowing your password.
I've also gotten private messages from people saying, you know, with this hack that happened, people are taking all your information and making another profile, so if you get another friend request from me, don't accept it because that's the fake one. Any truth to that?
That happens even before this breach, and I bet you it'll be even more so now. Because, all right, if someone could log in and as me without my password, they have access to any photos I've saved. They have access to all my friends. And so if they wanted to create a dummy account to really fool some people, that's very easy to do, yes. And so now it'll be even more convincing. Even if you're like, wait a second, I'm already Susie's friend. Something seems odd. You know, keep keep those, I guess, red flags. Listen to your little inside voice alert if something smells fishy, but know that, you know, you can't always trust what you see because it could really look like your friend.
So, Bridget, in the last couple of weeks, I've had that happen with three people where I got notes saying, I lost my original Facebook account. I want to reestablish a new one. Can you refriend me? And in two of the three, I did. And then the original friend came back and said, no, I was hacked. That's not me.
Really?
What do I do?
Man, that is, I've seen people say that on my end. They're not been close friends.
Yeah.
And you're telling me this is more widespread than I think people are talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So you... Exactly. This is spooky. And it's bothersome. And you know what's going to do? People are going to stop trusting Facebook and just get off the darn thing. But I would say, just like if you're suspicious of getting a weird email from your bank asking for your information, maybe just go to the source, text the friend. Mm. Hey, you know. Then again, on Facebook, they're not really close friends all the time, right?
Right.
They might not
right.
Really, you know. So just, you know, I guess wait to see what friends they have in common. Because maybe
they'll get hacked too.
Yeah. You don't want to get sucked into stuff. Don't click on links that maybe are like, hey, add me quickly by clicking here. You know,
right.
Never trust a link. Do everything yourself manually. And maybe just stop, go to that person's page that you originally are friends with and go, oh, wait, Susie still exists
it's
on
still
Facebook.
Intact.
Let me just message her. Right.
All right. Good.
All right. And we have got to run because we've got to hit news on time today. Elon Musk is stepping down as chairman. So 30 seconds. What do we need to know about that?
He's still going to be in charge of the company as CEO, but for the next 3 years, he's not chairman. He's got to pay $20 million as a fine for this alleged securities fraud, all because he had that tweet back in August 7th that said, he told 22 million followers, I think I'm like we're poised to take the company private. And then he quickly goes back on that. So now he's being punished by the SEC.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's... now Tesla has to do a few more things to make nice.
Oh.
Should they each give us a Tesla? Would that make things better, Bridget? I'm all right with that.
I think it would.
All right.
I think it's a great recommendation.
We'll call it a day. All right.
I don't want a Tesla. Am I the only one who doesn't?
It wouldn't be a bad gift, though. If somebody gave you a Tesla,
right,
you would
well,
take
maybe.
A Tesla.
Bridget, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on this Facebook breach. Facebook says no credit card information stored with the company was accessed. Anyone can say that. I'll believe it. Just be careful out there. Thank you so much, Bridget.
All right, thanks. Take care.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening here at WGN Radio.